middle class Indian also wants to spend more. They want more personalized interiors. If I am a Netflix binge watcher over the weekend, I want the house designed as per that. If I have a pet, a dog or a cat, then I want some design for that. Today, we are present as HomeLane in 42 cities. About 7 of them are metros, and the rest of the 35 cities are much smaller cities. And believe you me, the demand there is no less.
Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. The disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, and of course, the little joys of life and work. Unusual Suspect streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms and directories. On this episode, we will examine a shift taking place inside urban Indian homes and speak to one of the companies that's front-ending it. Indians live differently now thanks to rising income and upward mobility. Their evolving tastes are reflected even in home interiors. Building a house is no longer just about choosing the right address. From furnishing to lighting, residents want their homes to tell a story. But India's home interiors market is still very fragmented. It's driven by local contractors, carpenters, and multiple vendors operating in silos. While this offers flexibility, the drawbacks are also several. There's lack of standardization, limited transparency, deals are opaque in pricing and timelines, and of course, no guaranteed outcomes for customers. In all of which, there's the quality and the customer's experience is what that ends up suffering. HomeLane is one of the few large retail brands bringing structure and reliability to the interior segment by offering an end-to-end tech-enabled interior solution. I am joined by for this episode by Srikanth Iyer to find out how the company brings predictability and consistency to a traditionally unorganized sector. Srikanth is a highly accomplished entrepreneur and strategic visionary with over 30 years of proven experience in scaling businesses across the education, technology, and impact investment sectors. He's the co-founder and CEO of HomeLane, India's largest technology-first home interiors brand, which he founded in 2014 after identifying significant gaps and customer pain points in India's traditionally unorganized home interiors market. Delighted to have you on the show, Srikanth.
Hey, Gaurav. Glad to be here and thanks for having me on the show.
You know, Srikanth, let's start off with something that is very visible. Why is designing a home still such a chaotic experience for most people today?
I'll tell you, there are multiple reasons why designing a home is a chaotic experience. One, it's a lot of data that you are actually talking about. A customer will want to do up their home in different ways depending on their age and stage of life and the purpose for which they want to do it up. Let me give you a couple of examples. If you are just married and you've just bought a house, then the need and you're going to move into that house on your own, then your need for that home to be done up is very different compared to, let's say, if you are middle-aged in the 40s or mid-40s, etc. If you have already got a kid who's in between 5th and 10th grade and you also have, you know, a pet in the house, then the requirement that you have for doing home interiors is very, very different. Scenario three, you are an investor and you really don't want to live in that house, but you want to just do it up and then rent it out for, you know, for some reasonable rent. Then your requirement is very, very different. So, A, the personas that you can actually have who want to do up the house is A, different. For each of the personas, The data points that you're talking about is very different. Just for your information, Gaurav, the number of data points that go into doing up one house is about 4,000 data points. So can you imagine unorganized industry getting that 4,000 data points and then implementing it as per those 4,000 data points? It's virtually impossible, right? So that's where you need technology. That's where you need a continuum, so to speak, to connect the dots, to make sure that the house comes exactly as per the customer's necessity and dream. And that's where a player like HomeLane comes in.
This is a very interesting piece of data. 4,000 data points on an average that is required to be collected and addressed during the course of the interiors of doing up the interiors of a house. And now you're in the, you know, you have a front row seat of what's happening. You are the foremost practitioner of trying to organize the industry. How to describe the current state of the industry and what are the biggest gap that still exists, Srikanth?
So the current state of industry is actually buoyant. The residential sales post-COVID, as you know, has gone up significantly. The average CAGR of this industry pre-COVID used to be at about 12-13%. It has been about 25% post-COVID. People have realized that they spend maximum time in their houses. So they want to spend more money in doing up that house rather than not. So that has helped. Second is the number of homes that have also been sold has also gone up significantly. And that is also one reason for us to be hopeful in terms of the industry going forward. Third, aspirationally, the middle class Indian also wants to spend more. They want more personalized interiors. If I am a Netflix binge watcher over the weekend, I want the house designed as per that. If I have a pet, a dog or a cat, then I want some design for that. So I have an aspiration that my house is just not done up, but it's an extension of my personality. And it's like fast, it's almost becoming like fast fashion. And these are some of the reasons why the mood is buoyant and why we believe that more and more Indians will actually move from the unorganized towards the organized. About 12 years ago, when I started HomeLane, the percentage of people buying from organized players was zero. Today, it's about 6-7%. So it's actually, and that's quite a big jump, actually. But that is clearly moving in the direction of homeowners moving from buying from unorganized to buying from organized.
Absolutely. And very rightly said, it's an extension of the homeowner's personality, almost like fast fashion. And if in 2014, people using the services of an organized player was nearly 0%, now it is about 6-7%. Significant jump, but a lot of ground to cover still. That brings me to the question, how can a highly fragmented interiors market be brought under a single accountable system? Because here we're not talking about just players. We're also talking about individuals almost in every nook and corner of the country, isn't it, Srikanth?
Absolutely. And as per me, there are two, three things that have to be done to do this. One is you need to make sure that there is a level playing field. I feel that as long as there is a level playing field between the unorganized and the organized, then more people will prefer to come to the organized side. Because what you don't get in the with an unorganized player is you don't get predictability. Predictable quality, you don't get. You don't get predictable timeline and you don't get a predictable price. When you start a project, you don't know when you're going to finish. When you start a project, you don't know at what budget you're going to finish. When you complete the project, you don't know what quality has been given to you. So these are the three biggest problems that the unorganized market has. So this needs to be brought to a level playing field with the organized market. Where is it unfair today on the organized players? Let's talk about some reform like GST. GST is, for example, at 18% today. If GST was brought down to a more reasonable, let's say, I'm just picking up a number, let's say 5%, then I can bet my bottom dollar that many more people will move from unorganized to organized because the price difference becomes so small, right? There is no cash economy that the customer will want to play with because they would prefer to go to a branded player. They can say that Homelane did my house rather than a contractor or a carpenter did my house. And if they have to pay a very small premium for that, the customer is willing to pay it. So to me, this involves not only per capita income going up, but also some structural reforms like GST.
Absolutely. Just to understand, from my own understanding, also the understanding of the listeners, how big is the organized market now and how big is the market, the interior market otherwise in terms of value?
So in terms of value, the overall market is at about 35,000 crores. This is just purely the modular furniture market I'm talking about. If you want to talk about overall home interiors, it is about 1,50,000 crores in terms of size, out of which modular furniture is about 35,000 crores. In that, the organized market will be less than one third, in terms of modular furniture alone. So we'll be overall at about 10,000 crores, the organized market.
Absolutely. And Srikanth, you know, let's talk a little bit about technology and the way technology is changing and making things almost everywhere very, very efficient. How is technology actually changing the way homes are designed and delivered today? Designing a home, of course, in the age of AI has become significantly faster, easier, and more efficient. Would you agree with that line of argument?
No, absolutely. I agree with that. AI has actually caused a sea change, already has caused and is continuously causing a sea change as far as design skills are concerned. I always feel that AI has positively affected the whole market simply because now the customer has more power to envision what their house will look like, more power to look in actual live 3D as to what their house will look like. And will also be not only able to dream of their house, but also will know approximately how much it will cost. So a kind of dreaming of your house with your eyes on the price, kind of on the cost, so to speak. So that's exactly what we also do with technology at Homelane. We have a platform called Spacecraft, which we have been running from 2017, which actually is a collaboration 3D virtual design platform between the designer and the customer. So here what happens is that the designer, if you can imagine like Lego blocks, constructs, let's say your modular kitchen of your house. And as he or she is constructing your modular kitchen, you will be able to see it either physically or virtually if you are with the designer, or even if you're not with the designer virtually, you will be able to see the product being built and with the price coming up like a taximeter. So we have built a technology where everything is modularized and whatever you build can be built using these base modules. Each of those base modules is actually priced. So you will know exactly what finish is going to cost you how much, what color is going to cost you how much, and what overall this product is going to cost you, which was never ever the case. Previously, you used to get a piece of paper on which you'll have maybe some pictures and you will not have any clue of price. Once you approve the pictures that you like, you will get a price maybe a week later, which will actually give you a minor heart attack because you wouldn't have expected the price to be so high. Now, all that is out of the window. Now you can get price at runtime. As you're designing, you will know how much it will cost. So this was never possible before, but companies like Homelane have made it possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a wonderful thing to have happened because that also brings in transparency in an industry that has traditionally been characterized by very high degrees of opacity so far as pricing is concerned. But let me ask you something about the interior industry, the characteristics of the industry. It is the interior design industry by definition is a derived industry. It depends on, to a large extent, it will also be subjected to the boom and bust cycle of the real estate industry, isn't it? How is the real estate boom, for instance, currently, if you say so, or a certain degree of bullishness that you can see in the real estate industry shaping what today's homeowners expect from their living spaces? If you can take us through briefly about the correlation.
No, you're right. We are an allied industry to the residential real estate industry, and we will be able to grow or degrow based on the growth of the residential homes in India primarily. But that's not the only market we serve, Gaurav. We also serve the renovation market. For example, we have about 2 million homes which are renovated in India every year. We also serve those 2 million homes, which is about 20 lakh homes. So that's another segment that we address. So we are not only dependent on the new homes that are being sold, we are also dependent on the number of homes that are being renovated. In fact, the number of homes that are renovated are about two times the number of new homes that are being sold today in India every year. So we have, for example, a brand called MakeMyBath.com, which only does bathroom renovations. We have just launched it 2 months ago, and we are already, servicing more than 25 homes every month with zero marketing cost, simply because this is a very, very bad and felt need with the customer. Customers' major pain point is they want to renovate the bathroom. If you have lived in your house for at least 5 years, then you are pretty much tired of the way that your bathroom looks, and you want a new look and feel. And that's where somebody like us comes in. So, to answer your question, we are not just dependent on new homes coming. Yes, we are dependent on that, but we are also dependent on the houses that are coming up for renovation in the market year on year.
Srikanth, significant growth can be seen in the tier two and tier three cities, and this is where the real growth is taking place, both in real estate as well also in upward mobility and people's spending ability, and also asset creation, because the delta is significantly greater there compared to the bigger 15 odd cities and metropolises. If you extrapolate that, and if you narrow down the question on interiors, what's driving the demand for interiors in tier two and tier three cities? And from an industry's point of view, what are the challenges come with scaling there?
I think the ambition and the aspiration of the consumer in tier two or tier three cities is no less than the ambition or the aspiration. And I'll give you one data point. I'm not saying Kolkata is a tier two city, but we started Kolkata and Pune in the same year, which was in 2016, about 2 years after we started HomeLane. If I were a betting man, I would have probably bet that an IT city like Pune would be growing much faster than us, than a Kolkata would have grown. Would you not agree with me, Gaurav?
I would, yeah.
Kolkata is today more than two times the size of Pune for us. Very single big data point, but a big data point which illustrates that some of these cities are starved for brands. They don't have those brands. They want brands to serve them, and they don't have the opportunity to have too many brands. Today, we are present as HomeLane in 42 cities. About seven of them are metros, and the rest of the 35 cities are much smaller cities. And believe you me, the demand there is no less. The average order value there, in fact, is higher than in metros. People in tier two cities want to spend more simply because they can afford to do it. The third reason also is in tier two and tier three cities, you have lesser proliferation of apartments and more bungalows. And bungalows typically are slightly bigger than apartments. So, because of all these reasons, the demand in tier two and tier three cities is actually equal, or if I may dare say so, more than in the larger cities.
There are also a fair degree of myths in the interior design, so far as people are concerned, because there are people and there are tastes and there are design aspirations, etc. So, what are the biggest myths people have about interior design? What is the reality? And if I may ask you, what's driving the new wave of aspiration in home interiors, Srikanth?
So there are, quite a few myths in terms of interiors. One myth that I have really heard of is everything can be done within 2 weeks. It's not possible. I mean, if you really want a customized solution, you want your house to be unique. You want it to be done exactly as per you as a personality. That takes time. We have a promise at HomeLane. We say 45 days we will turn around your house, or we will pay you rent for every day of delay. So to me, one myth is that things can be done within 1 week or 2 weeks. You can buy a product and get a sofa or a fridge maybe in that time frame. But doing up an entire house does take time. And I would say anything less than 45 days is unfeasible. That's clearly, you know, one myth. The second thing is what I would look at as an aspiration is the more you customize your house, the better if it is for you, then you should go ahead and do that customization, because you're buying your house maybe once in a decade or even maybe once in a lifetime. So you should really go all out and do whatever you feel that you need for the house. You need not do everything on day zero, but you can do it in phases. Even from a budget perspective, doing all of your interiors at one shot may not be feasible. So one advice that I would give is take it in phases, do it in maybe two, three, or even four phases, so that every couple of years you can, you know, save up a little bit of money and then do up your house. These would be the couple of points that I would tell any homeowner today. And a myth would definitely be, don't expect your house to be ready very, very fast. It's very difficult to do it in a few weeks.
Let's do some crystal ball gazing. Where is the interiors industry headed in the next few years? You said previously that, you know, it's about one third of, even in the modular furniture space, it's only about one third, the organized industry, of the current size of the current market. Of course, the market will is growing at a significant healthy CAGR. Where do you see the organized industry headed in, say, in the next 3 to 5 years?
The next 5 years, I see that the industry will at least get to a market share of about 50% of the total market. I feel that that is bound to happen. If I take a comparable, China has a very similar market to us. In 2007, which is about 20 years ago, they had 15% of the market which was organized. Today, 85% of their market is organized. So it's kind of flipped in the last 20 years. And I expect something very similar to happen in India. And I do believe that there are enough signs that this is already happening. We are seeing more and more homeowners becoming more aspirational and buying from organized players rather than from unorganized players. The second thing that I see happening in this market is people are going to be designing their own homes very soon. You won't need a designer. AI is going to make design so easy that you will be able to design your own house. And I'll tell you why that will be very popular. You are very emotional about your house simply because it's probably just one or two that you're going to buy in a lifetime. So you want to be involved in the design. You want to be the one who has personalized touch that is there in your house. So you want to design it yourself ideally. Today, it's too complicated and there is no technology for you to do it. But very soon with AI coming in and being prevalent, I feel that you will be able to design your own house by yourself. So that's the prediction that I have for the next 5 years. Gaurav?
Thank you, Shrikant. That's a wonderful note to end this conversation with, where people will probably be designing their own houses. Thank you so much for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us, sharing your deep insights and perspective. Thank you, Shrikant.
Thanks, Gaurav. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye.